Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Hi, I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Galatians. We're in chapter 5. I'm glad you're with me today. We come to a very intriguing verse in verse 18. But today we start in verse 17. Verse 17 is the second verse of the last half of Galatians 5, one of the nice passages in the New Testament talking about the Holy Spirit. And he tells us in the 16 to walk by the Spirit. And this is again in context to contrast about how the Galatians had been walking, and that was by the law of Moses in their Christian walk, trying to apply and follow the law as legalism, which Paul was saying, this is not good. Walk by the Spirit. So we then come to 17, and he describes that the Spirit is at war against the flesh, and the contrary, the flesh wars against the Spirit. They're against each other. This seems obvious. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit of God, part of the Godhead, the triune God, and God the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, but three manifestations called the Trinity, and the pure and sinless, each with their own unique goals and personality and person. Whereas the flesh is depraved, fallen at the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned, and we all fell, in a sense, probably genetically, and to be people who resist God. So the a person who's an unbeliever by nature will resist God. So they will war against each other. Verse 18 then is a very important verse and very intriguing. It says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, what does this mean? Well, interesting, you know, people want to be led by the Spirit all the time. And as I talk to my students in terms of what that entails, it's usually they're looking for emotions, to their conscience, to outward signs or somebody else's advice. But it's generally emotionally based. There's nothing in Scripture that tells us that God leads by emotion. In fact, we know that God, Christ speaks to his people now, or God speaks to his people now through Christ. And that word came from God to Christ, to the apostles. It's from the Bible. Ephesians 6:17, that's what the Spirit uses. As we talked about in verse 16, the Scripture. That's how we're led. Now, that may not address everything that we are facing in life, specifically buy a new car, get a new job, date this person, partake in this ministry. No, the rest of the issues, we have to live by faith. We make an assessment in what's good for us in terms of our spiritual goals that we've created by faith, and then walk out in faith. Faith is pleasing to God, Romans 14:23. So, the person who is led then by the Spirit, what does that mean? Well, there are two verses of being led by the Spirit. Again, I have a chapter on this on my ebook on the website, you know, the Bible. There's a chapter on being led by the Spirit. So, part of that, we know that people are led by the Spirit if they're not under the law. Well, that's not what most people think about. What's that mean? And this was particularly important for the Galatians, and it's important for you. Not to be under the law is that you're not only just under the Mosaic law in your Christian life, and it's a few people that are these days, but also that you're not under any legalistic system, but living by faith and by God's word. There are plenty of legalistic systems. Every denomination, church, has its legalistic system. The church is God's way, We're all in the church, and this is what God uses. But man can take something good by God and give it laws and regulations to control people that really aren't from God. So you have to be careful. You may be your, maybe the expectations of your family and friends or other Christians that put expectations upon you, that you're living by a spirit. You may be doing it to yourself, putting on yourself regulations that are not from the Bible. So a person who's led by the Spirit is somebody who's not led by some law. As Christ said to Nicodemus in John 3:8, the Spirit comes and goes and does what he wants, and that's something Nicodemus had never experienced because he didn't have the Spirit. But meaning that a Christian has great freedom, as we often preach in these videos, to walk in faith because we have the Spirit. We're not under the law. The people under the law, they didn't have the Holy Spirit back in the Old Testament. They weren't regenerated as we are. They were sort of led to behave and by the law, and it showed them how to have a productive and good life by those regulations. But we can go so much beyond that because we are regenerated people, new people who can serve God, and we have the Spirit. And from that, as we'll find out later, there is fruit of those people who are led by the Spirit. So you can tell who's led by the Spirit by the fact they're not under a legalistic system, and they produce fruit that's coming up in 22 and 23, such as faith and joy and peace and a bunch of others. So this is a really important lesson. As Christians, we are not under the legalistic system. We obey the epistles, and the laws just aren't that many in the epistles. God gives us a very broad playing field by which we can live in freedom and walk by faith. I urge you to do so. Thanks for joining me today. We'll continue in this important passage next time. Please join me then.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.